KNDQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4RJN. My name is John, and my lake station is Inman, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. It is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. You may also check in via EchoLink node 545-072. Is there any formal traffic, announcements, or bulletins for the net? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please speak slowly. Give your call sign using standard phonetics, and I'll learn how to talk here in just a moment. Your name, your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We'll start with our early check-ins. Net would like to recognize W4FCM, that's Fred, and he brings along his wife Isla, N4IEI, both in Traveler's Rest. Also like to welcome Andy, KI4LZI, up there in Pickens County. I also have an EchoLink station up, so EchoLink stations only. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim. I'm in Homerville, Georgia. Be negative and negative, just listening.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter. I'd like to welcome Jim over there in, where did you say you were at, Jim?
Homerville, Georgia. Probably never heard of it, but you've never had a can of paint without somebody down here having something to do with it. This is where they make the paint cans.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter. Homerville. No, I have not heard of that, Jim, but nice to know where the paint cans are made. You take care out there on the road. All right, tonight being Friday night, we'll begin with the Uniform Through Zulu group. Uniform Through Zulu. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
So Bravo 1 Zulu Alpha, KB1ZA, Joe in East Denali, negative and negative.
This is Net Control Blue Ridge 2-meter. I'd like to welcome Joe, KB1ZA, over in East Denali, Georgia. Thanks for stopping by, Joe. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Yes. Kelly 4 Whiskey. That's KC4W, Bill N. Anderson. Good evening, John, and all of the net. No traffic, no round tape.
Net Control, this is KE8OCZ.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter. I'd like to welcome Bill, KC4W, over in Anderson, and last calling station, I copy KE8OCB. Was that correct, sir?
That's Kilo, Echo, 8, Oscar, Charlie, Zulu, Matthew from the UP of Michigan.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter. I'd like to welcome KE8, Oscar, Charlie, Zulu, and your name again, sir?
My name is Matthew Mike Alpha Tango Tango. I'm from the UP of Michigan, checking in via EchoLink.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Deadwind. Yeah, Matthew, I just saw you pop up on the EchoLink screen. I wasn't looking over that direction. I'd like to welcome Matthew from way up in Michigan, up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. That's a long ways. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations, Uniform Through Zulu, before we slide on down to the top of the alphabet, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to slide on down to the top of the alphabet, the Alpha through Delta group. The suffix of your call sign falls in that range. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex Alpha Lima Echo X-ray. I'm in the mobile parked in my driveway in Central. I'll be short time tonight, about to head inside. 73.
KN4RJN. Evening, John. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
Hey, Ian. Good evening, John. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David over in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73s.
RJN. N4DIZ. November 4 Delta India Zulu. Joel and Traveler's Rest. Good evening, John and Annette. I have no traffic, but I'll hang for a comment. Good evening.
KN4RJN. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, John.
KN4RJN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Bravo Delta Mike at Jim and Taylor's. I'll be negative and standing by.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Fine group of check-ins here. I'd like to welcome KI4DDD, that's Alex, over in Central. And KK4DMW, Rick, and he brings along the whole family, Lorena, KK4ONO, and Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they're all in Piedmont. And then there's David, KO4AOW, right here in Inman. And N4DIZ, Joel, got you down for comments. We'll be back here in just a little bit. And W4DJW, Dave, our net manager. And KO4BDM, James, over in Taylor's. And, I've got you down for comments. James, did you want to comment?
Making a real good run of it, and I'm really happy to hear you on the air. And I think you're doing a good job.
Is KN4RJN. James, you're entirely too kind, but thank you anyway. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
This is K4 Alpha Charlie Zulu. Hello, 4 Alpha Charlie Zulu. K4ACZ. This is Alan in Greer.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome K4ACZ, Alan, in Greer. Thanks for stopping by. Any other stations? Echo through Hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN. Hi, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, Warren and Taylor's. N4HHC will be negative and negative.
RJN Dick Control, please check in KJ4H A GGE. Please check in my sweet bride Robbie ROBBIE KJ4KOX Greenwood Downtown. Negative and negative.
RJN, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Please check me in and out tonight, thank you.
Kilo, Oscar 4, Echo, Quebec, Papa, KO4, EQP, Josh in Edmond.
RJN. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, Harry, and Keller, North Carolina, and we'll stick around a minute, John.
Hello. Foxtrot Hotel Juliet, Gene, in Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
Stand for George AN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Gene, could you give me your call sign one more time, sir? It cut off there at the beginning.
SW4, Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet. Over.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. Thank you, Gene. I'd like to welcome W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Also like to welcome N4HHC, Warren, over in Taylor's. KJ4HIA, Gene, and he brings along his wife, Robbie, KJ4KOX, there in Greenville. And WB4FEE, that's Fred, in Simpsonville. And KC4EZN, Harry, who's always got a good story for us. Thanks for stopping by, Harry. Any other stations? Echo through hotel, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
In Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Quebec, Quebec, KO4EQQ. This is Josh in Wilford. No comments for the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome KO4EQQ. That's Josh. I think you said you were in Wilford. Thanks for stopping by. I haven't had you on my log before, but let you know we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Come on back. Let's slide on down to the India through Lima group. India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Hilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. I'm up here on top of this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative. I'll be saying 73s for each one of you.
RJN. Hello, John. This is KG4LPF. That's Kilo Golf 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam, over in Slab Town in Anderson County. Good to have, be on there with you tonight, buddy. 73 Street.
For RJN. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4RJN. Please check in A4AAE. Kilo 4, Kilo Alpha Echo. This is Alex in Taylor's. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to everyone. 73.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Charlie Alpha, KO4ACA, Bill. I'll be in and out.
KN4RJN. And K4LWE. Kilo 4, Lima Whiskey Echo. Larry in Piedmont. And I've got no traffic and no round table. Thanks for calling the net.
This is KN4RJN, that's Control Blue Ridge 2-Minute. I'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's James up there on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And KG4LPF, Sam over there in Slaptown. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry over there in Greer. And he brings along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Larry, you tell Donna we said hi. And Alice, K4KAE, over there in Taylor's. And KO4ACA, that's Bill over in Greenville. And K4LWE, Larry in Piedmont. Thank you all for stopping by. Any other stations, India through Lima, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Let's slide on down to the Mike through Papa group. Mike through Papa, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN, please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walt and Edmund on the HT. my 10-week-old power supply exploded sitting idle here Tuesday night. I'll be negative, negative. 4RJN.
K4OSH. Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic. No comment. Thanks, sir.
KN4RJN. Kilo Echo 8, Oscar Charlie Zulu Matthew in the UP. Sorry about my random check-in earlier. No traffic. I'm going to hang out for a comment.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Walt right here in Inman, K4OIM, and Pat, K4OSH. Thanks for stopping by. And Matthew, K8OCZ, I got you down for comments here in just a little bit, and we'll get back to you. Let's slide on down to the Quebec Through Tango group. Quebec Through Tango, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. A little bit, just touched late on my call group, just missed it. This is, please check in Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. And also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, who is also here in Simpsonville, but not baking any cookies tonight. So, 7-3, and thanks for calling in tonight, John. We'll be short time tonight.
K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo Hotel, Foxtrot. I'll be negative and negative tonight. I've got my entire ham radio station disassembled and have Cloroxed the rug underneath it, and I can't stay here. I'm choking to death. Y'all have a good one, 73. It's everybody. Thanks for hosting the net. We'll see y'all tomorrow.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Super Net. Like to welcome Mark, W2MJB, and he brings along Wendy, KN4HTP. Mark, you tell Wendy we said hi, and it's disappointing she's not baking any cookies this evening, but I was hoping she'd hold them up to the radio so we could all smell them. And K4RHF, Bob, who has no snake stories or bear stories tonight, he's just making a mess in his room. So, Bob, good luck to that. And I believe I have missed somebody or I lost somebody off my log here. So if you did not hear me acknowledge you, please come back. This is KN4RJN, that's Charles Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Maybe not. All right, that's once around the alphabet, folks. So let's open it up to the big group. I'm Zulu through Alpha. If you have a letter in your call sign and you'd like to check in, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
RJN. Check in Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, 73.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. I'd like to welcome Chris, WN4S. Thanks for stopping by, Chris. And I have another Echo Link station up. So Echo Link stations only, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
KN4RJN, please check Kilo Foxtrot 4, Mike, Golf, Zulu. My name is Jim. I'm in Greer, South Carolina. No traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everyone else on the net.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, Super Net. I'd like to welcome Jim, KF4MFZ. And where did you say you're at, Jim? This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Minute. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Foxtrot 4, Tango Hotel Lima, Ferry from Page Park, South Carolina.
KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Barry, I got KF4 and then it went wanky on me. Can you give me your call sign one more time, sir?
And Foxtrot 4, Go Hotel Lima.
Sir, I got Kilo Foxtrot 4, blank Hotel Lima. That middle letter got caught in the static. Can you try one more time for me, sir?
Kilo Foxtrot Foxtrot 4, Tango Hotel Lima. Tango Hotel Lima.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control Blue Ridge 2 Internet, Lake Welcome Barry, KF4THL, Tango Hotel Lima. Thanks for stopping by, Barry. And also got KF4MFZ, that's Jim. Any other stations? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. If there's a letter in your call sign, please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. It's now securing the formal portion of the net. Stations that wish to secure may do so. I encourage you to hang around for the ratitude portion, which will be delayed for just a moment, while I bring you the Friday night tidbit, which will come to you in approximately 10 seconds as soon as I put on my glasses. Stand by. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Tonight we talk about a Milky Way flash mystery solved. Astronomers think they spotted the first example of a super bright blast of radio waves called a fast radio burst originating within the Milky Way galaxy. Dozens of these bursts have been seen in other galaxies all too far away to identify the celestial engines that power them. But the outburst in our own galaxy, detected simultaneously by two arrays on April 28th, was close enough to see that it was generated by a highly magnetic neutron star called a magnetar. That observation is a smoking gun that magnetars are behind at least some of these extragalactic fast radio bursts, or FRBs, that have defied explanation for over a decade. The magnetar's radio burst is described online May 20th and May 21st at arxiv.org. Break. When I first heard about it, I thought, no way, it's too big good to be true, says Ben Margulit, an astrophysicist at the University of California, Berkeley, who wasn't involved in the observations. Just wow. It's really an incredible discovery. Researchers using the CHIME, or the Canadian Hydrogen Intensity Mapping Experiment radio telescope in British Columbia, first noted an intense radio outburst from a young active magnetar about 30,000 light years away, dubbed SGR-1935+2194. CHIME had detected about 3 octillion, that's 3 times 10 to the 27th, joules of energy from the burst. That was far brighter than any flash of radio waves previously seen from any of the 5 magnetars in and around the Milky Way known to emit radio pulses. Right? That report inspired another group to check concurrent data from the Survey for Transient Astronomical Radio Emissions 2, or STAR 2, detectors in the American Southwest. STAR 2 measured 22 octillion joules from that burst. This thing put out in a millisecond as much energy as the sun puts out in 100 seconds, says Caltech astronomer Vikram Ravi, who was on the team that analyzed the STAR 2 data. That made this event 4,000 times as energetic as the brightest millisecond radio pulse ever seen in the Milky Way. If such an intense burst happened in a nearby galaxy, it would definitely have looked like a fast radio burst. I was basically in shock, says radio astronomer Christopher Bochechnik of Caltech, who combed through the STARS 2 data to find the burst. It took me a while, and I had to call a friend to calm down enough to go and make sure that this thing was real. Break. The known FRB from another galaxy was still about 40 times as energetic as this flare, but that's pretty close on astronomical terms, says Kenneth Bannister, radio astronomer at Australia's Commonwealth Scientific and Industrial Research Organization in Sydney, who was not involved in the work. Magnetars could be responsible for some fraction, if not all, of the FRBs we've seen so far, he says. This motivates future studies to try and find similar sorts of objects in other nearby galaxies. Break. Just to give you an idea of how significant that, or how powerful that radio burst was, that's 3 times 10 to the 27th joules in 1 millisecond converts to 3 times 10 to the 33 watts. That's 3 trillion, trillion, billion watts of radio power. I invite comments. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 Minute Net. We'll move on to the right here, Joel. N4DIZ, what you got for us this evening, Joel?
4RJN, N4DIZ. Well, John, not a whole lot, except to say it has been very hot the last couple of days, even down here where I live. I live in a valley surrounded by water pretty much, and it's normally a little cooler, but it hadn't been the last few days. And another thing, I'm going out early in the morning. I got to drive a piece of pipe in the ground and mount a 20-meter vertical antenna that I've been wanting to put up, and it's just been too hot, so I'll go out early in the morning and do that. And see what happens with it. Over.
Well, Joe, I definitely go out in the morning, because I took the dog out this afternoon. I swear it was 100 degrees outside, but I don't think it was quite. We got a little bit of a thunderstorm rolled through here, and a little bit of rain cooled it off a wee bit. Did you get anything over your way?
Normally I don't get really bad thunderstorms down here. Like I say, I live in a valley, and it runs east to west. And the thunderstorms are either down toward Berea or up toward Traveler's Rest. And so I don't get a lot of thunderstorm, but I do get a lot of rain sometimes. And hopefully that's not going to happen in the next few days. Over.
Roger that, Joel. Well, if it does rain, it ought to make the ground a little bit softer to pound that pipe into the ground. Don't want it, won't it?
Roger, yes, that's true. I went to the hardware store and bought a hammer to put that pipe in the ground. The one I had, the last time I had that antenna, it was more in the center of my yard, and the way things have turned out, I can't put it there no more, so I got to move it. And I'm not a big 20-meter fan, but it's nice to have that. And I'll see what happens with it. Over.
Roger that, sir. KN4RZN. KN4RJN. Don't even know my own call sign. Well, Joe, you good? Wish you luck with that. And you take care with that hammer. You got anything else for us, Joe?
I'll say my 73s. KN4RJN. N4DIZ. It was nice talking to you, John. I'll see you next Friday.
Can't worry, Dan. Well, Joel, you take care of yourself. It's always good to hear you on the radio. Now, let's move on up now to, I believe, Matthew up there in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan wanted to chat. Matthew, what's going on in your world? K-E-8-O-C-Z. I can't even read my own screen here. I'll put my glasses on. What's going on in your world, Matthew?
Well, thanks for running the net, John. You're doing a great job. I've never checked into a net this big with that many check-ins before. I live way up here in Dad's country in UP, Michigan. It's been hot up here, maybe not hot for you guys. It's been 80 degrees here. That's hot for us northerners. And I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to the guys who are put on that ham class online on YouTube. I seen that they were members of the club here, and I was hoping to catch them on the repeater. And that's Gary Wise, W4EEY, and Dave Ivey, KE4EA, and Tom Walton, KZ4M. I don't know if you guys are out there, but I just want to give you guys a great big thank you for helping me study and pass up my classes. I got a test for my general next week. I'm going for that, and hopefully I'll be ready to pass the extra. So that's what's happening so far, and thanks a lot, John, for having me tonight.
This is Can4RJN. Well, Matt, appreciate that. When it drops down to 80 degrees down here, we start putting on sweaters the way it's been here lately. But, I lived up in Maine for a while, and very few people up there had an air conditioner because they really didn't need one. And when it got above 75 degrees, people started sweating. But you take care up there, Matt. Thanks for the kudos for the class. And if those guys are listening, I'm sure they appreciate it. What else you got, Matt Anning?
No, not at all. Thanks a lot for having me, John. I just want to say goodnight to everybody out there on the net. Thanks for having Echolink signed up for your repeater. And God bless you all. And 73, K4RGN, this is KE8OCZ. Y'all have a blessed night.
KE8OCZ. Well, Matt, you have a good night, too. And we're on every night at 9 o'clock. Come on back and join us. All right, let's go down to my good friend Harry, KC4EZN. Harry, what's going on in the world, buddy?
KN4RJN, KC4EZN. Been kind of slow this week. Rain shower we had, it got dark and unplugged the radios and thundered a little bit and rained real hard for about maybe 45 seconds. Kind of wet the ground. That was about it. A friend of mine that lives about 5 miles south of me, which is your direction, said he had a real downpour at his house. So, which that was okay for me. I don't need any more rain here. Haven't had any strange animals or normal animals even much, except for rabbit. The groundhog that lives under my lawnmower storage building, I haven't quite convinced him to munch the whole yard. He seems kind of selective on what he wants to eat. That's okay. He doesn't hurt anything. But anyway, things are moving on pretty good, so I'll tell you my short snakes or cat story tonight. Only got one or two other animal stories, and I'll save them for another time. But working with the Boy Scouts, we were starting a 50-mile hike, and in order to make the number of miles and the number of days and everything work out, we hiked into Cantrell Creek, which is where the original Cradle of Forestry school building was. And what's there today is the chimney that was in the middle of the building. They helicoptered the buildings out, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago or something, and I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, they burned down. So, but anyway, we hiked in there, and the boys are getting their tents set up and everything, and one of the boys came over kind of quiet and says, "Mr. Frick," said, "we come up here, let me show you something." So we walked back up the trail maybe, I don't know, less than a quarter mile, and looked about 25 feet up the bank, and there's a deer carcass draped around a tree trunk. Not a big deer, but still probably weighed between 80 and 100 pounds. And part of the hindquarter was missing. Looked like it had been clawed off or not chewed exactly. But anyway, young man asked me, says, what happened there? And I said, well, says, what are we going to do? I said, well, I said, we're going to turn around, and I said, we're going to walk away real, real slow, and I said, you're not going to tell anybody
about this until tomorrow night at our next campsite. He says, why is that? And I said, well, that animal was killed, that deer was killed by probably a cat. And since there's not much of it gone, that cat hadn't finished eating. And I says, I promise you somewhere out there in the woods that cat is watching us. I says, we don't want to introduce ourselves or anything. Says, let's just walk away with that and leave it alone. And I've been told that there are, I don't know, mountain lions, cougars, or whatever roamed up here, but that's the only real sign I have ever seen of that. And so we walked away, and I don't think he ever told anybody about that, but that was real. And that's my story tonight, John. Everything else is kind of cool and quiet. Nothing really radical's happened in this past week up here. We'll tell another story another night. KN4RJN, KC4EZN.
This is KN4RJN. Well, Harry, you're always good for a story. I know that. And fortunately, you didn't come face-to-face with that cat because those things can get kind of mean, you know. But, Harry, you take care of yourself, and you have a good night, and 73s to you. And have I missed anybody else for check-ins? Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
For RJN, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Echo Echo Hotel. That's KO4EEH, Barry and Central. I'm just hanging around listening to the Rag 2. Over.
This is KN4RJN. I'd like to welcome Barry, KO4EEH. Barry, you got a good bear story, snake story, alien abduction, cat, groundhog, snake, anything?
That groundhog in my house up in North Carolina, we was watching out, but...
That's a call. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra, Scott, Hamilton.
Years ago, and it struck and hit a hiking pole. It was probably the biggest timber rattler I think I've ever seen. It buzzed at me when it went off the side of the bank. So after that, every snake, every stick, and every limb that we saw was a snake. Over.
KN4RJN, that's Coral Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Barry, I understand that. Somebody tried to break in there and check in the middle of your transmission there, so let me see if I can get him back. Station tried to check in just a moment ago. Please come back. Call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, that's Coral Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, like to check in or make comments, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Please check in Kilo, Oscar, 4, Delta, Zulu, Sierra, KO4DZS, Scott, and Pendleton.
This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge 2 Internet. Like, welcome, Scott, KO4DZS, over in Pendleton. Thanks for dropping by, Scott. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, or if you just want to tell me a good snake story, or bear story, or alien abduction, or whatever you got, please call KN4RJN or Net Control.
Kilo, November 4, Tango, Zulu, Whiskey. My name's Gabriel. I'm in Hendersonville. I just wanted to make a comment about the mountain lion and give that gentleman confirmation that there are mountain lions here. It's been about 20 years I encountered one in the wild for about 45 seconds, and I had a witness with me, which I reported to the Forest Service, and probably one of the wildest things I've ever seen in my life out in the woods. The thing was huge, and it was about 10 feet away. It was broadside, and just the way the wind was blowing and the sun, for some reason, it didn't know I was standing there. My ex-wife was with me. Too bad it didn't, you know. Well, anyway, appreciate it. KN4TZW, clear.
This is KN4RJN, that's Coral Blue, 2 Internet. bit like the Welcome Gabriel. KN4TZW. Well, Gabe, that 45 seconds is about 44 seconds too long, I suspect, but, and yeah, I understand. thanks for stopping by. Any other stations? Comments or check-ins? Please call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute out. There was a station that, tried to check in while Barry was talking, and I only caught part of your call sign. I did not get you in the log. If you're still listening, please come back. Call KN4RJN or Net Control. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute. That concludes our reg, Jewel. Somebody else has got comments, and please stand by for my net report. This is KN4RJN, Net Control, Blue Ridge, 2 minute. Now returning the repeater to normal amateur radio operations. Y'all take care of yourselves and take care of each other. KN4RJN, I am clear.